Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. We all know the importance of a first impression, and we might make judgments about people based on their face. That's part of the reason why facial surgery can be so important for people seeking gender-affirming care. An important topic during Pride Month, and with us today to discuss it, is Dr. Rahul Seth, Associate Professor in Facial, Plastic, and Reconstructive Surgery in the Department of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery at UCSF. Dr. Seth, welcome to As Prescribed.
Thank you so much for having me. And I know it's a mouthful of an introduction, so I appreciate that.
So, Dr. Seth, often when we talk about plastic surgery, our minds might immediately think of something, frankly, pretty superficial. But here we're talking about how this fits into the world of gender-affirming care. It's a bigger picture, right? Can you talk about why people are coming to you for facial surgery?
Well, our minds are designed to look at a face and characterize it very quickly in a split second. And from that split second, we are able to gather so much information from a face. And one of those, along with age, is gender. We can size up by looking at the facial characteristics of somebody, what gender they belong to. And for some patients, their facial identity or appearance doesn't quite fit with their own personal gender identity. And this can lead to a significant amount of issues for the person and how they live their life without having distress and having disparities against them.
So what kind of options do people have if they want to have surgery to address this?
So there are facial characteristics that are more male and facial characteristics that are more female. And the surgeries that we do to alter the characteristics can change that those characteristics in a spectrum. For instance, a male nose has a particular larger shape and a female nose is typically thinner and less prominent. So we can do a rhinoplasty to change that person's facial profile so that they look more feminine or masculine. And this surgery becomes really important. And I think of it as more of a reconstructive surgery for patients rather than an aesthetic one, because our patients, when they come to us, they have stories of how that they were either assaulted or didn't get a job or have other significant opportunities and bonds taken from them and lived a challenging life because of not being able to be who they truly feel as an identity. So being able to give them something that they've always felt is truly a way that we're able to help them in their overall health and self-prosperity.
So let's talk about one feature that can be obvious and cause people to sometimes be misgendered, what's commonly known as an Adam's apple. You've developed a new technique when it comes to surgery in this area. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So an important part of this surgery, even though it has a lot of different parts to it, when we talk about facial feminization or facial masculinization, is that it addresses every part of the face, from the hairline to the brow ridges, nose, chin, cheeks, and jawline. And the area of the Adam's apple is prominent in males and not so in females. All of the incisions for the surgeries are pretty well hidden so that you can't necessarily tell that a person has had the surgery. And this is good for the patient because they don't want to be identified sometimes as being transgender or having a surgery. So having a scarless approach instead of a Adam's apple reduction with a large scar in the middle of the neck is very helpful for them. The way that this Adam's apple reduction is performed is we typically will make a cut in the front of the neck and reduce the prominence that the cartilage sticks out. And what we designed and created and performed on patients is this way to go through the mouth and all the way down to the Adam's apple in the neck, be able to perform the reduction that we need and removal of the cartilage as needed without leaving any revealing scar, so that the patient feels confident in who they are and without creating a gender-provoking scar.
And you talked about how important these kinds of surgeries can be to your patients. Have you had responses from people who have had this scarless surgery? What have they told you?
Yes, absolutely. We actually published our findings of this, and we found it to be just as efficacious as or effective as going through the neck and making a scar. So it was equal to that. And also our patients have found that it's given them so much benefit to have oral surgery and the Adam's apple surgery that I like to liken it to a patient who's had major reconstructive surgery for cancer, a life-saving surgery. And being able to do these sorts of gender-affirming surgeries on the whole face, they have the same sort of gratitude and understanding that, wow, doc, you just gave me my life back and I can live how I want to live now. So it's been a very positive impact for our patients.
Wow. And so then if someone is considering these kinds of surgeries, what can they expect in terms of the whole process of coming to see you, given that this really is part of a bigger picture of gender-affirming care?
So I think one of the most important aspects of providing this care is that it's multidisciplinary. We, as surgeons, we work along with medical providers, and other social workers and caregivers, to make sure the patient is taken care of from all aspects. And so we like to make sure we take care of the whole person and get them to where they want to be so that they can be their best selves.
Amazing. Dr. Rahul-Seth, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Rahul Sethes is Associate Professor in Facial, Plastic, and Reconstructive Surgery in the Department of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery at UCSF. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks so much for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.